Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Si Deng Akut ay nagsimulang maglaro ng basketball nitong nakalipas na 4 na taon lamang. Ngayon, nasa listahan na siya ng koponang Sydney Kings sa National Basketball League ng Australia. Ito ay isang paglalakbay na sinimulan niya sa South Sudan. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat ni Adrian Arciuli. 6 na taon pa lamang si Deng Akut nang malaman niyang aalis siya sa kampo ng mga refugee sa Kenya para sa isang bagong buhay sa Australia.
At the start, I was like, I didn't want to come here because I didn't want to leave like where I was. But I didn't know I was coming to a better place because I was too young. Like, I didn't want to leave my friends there, all these people. When I got here, I realized, this is a better place. There's more opportunities here. I don't have to, there's less worries.
Ang paglalaro ng palakasan ay nakatulong sa kanya upang magkaroon ng bagong kaibigan sa kanyang bagong bayan. Sa edad na 16, umalis si Deng sa paglalaro ng football at nagsimulang maglaro ng basketball. Sumali siya sa Savannah Pride Program, isang panimula na naglalaring turuan at magbigay inspirasyon sa mga komunidad ng South Sudan.
It took some time because at the start I wasn't good. So I was I didn't really see it as serious at the start. And then as I got better, I saw it as I could do this for a living and stuff.
Ngayon, ang 20 taon ay nagsasanay para makasama bilang development player sa Sydney Kings ng National Basketball League. Sinabi ng coach ng Sydney Kings at anyag na maglalaro ng Australian Boomers, Andrew Gaze, na niyayakap ng koponan ng mga talino mula sa lahat ng panig ng mundo.
One of the great things about sport and the way that we try to engage in sport, it shouldn't matter what your passport says, what your socioeconomic position is, what cultural background you come from, what race you are. It's irrelevant. Absolutely irrelevant. The most important thing is your desire to compete, desire to want to learn, and your ability to play at the elite level.
Sinabi naman ng managing director ng club, Jeff Van Groningen, na prioridad ng club na mangalap ng mga manlalaro sa mga multikultural na komunidad sa Sydney.
Basketball's got a tremendous tradition in this country of integrating people from various cultures, within our sport. So we're just carrying on that tradition. I think we're a little more focused on it in Sydney because we're in Sydney. And if you look at the amazing array of cultures and ethnicities that are in this city, it makes sense for us to reach out and try to engage with as many of those as possible.
Ang NBL season ay magsisimula sa darating na Oktubre. Umaasa si Deng na kung mapipili siya ng Sydney Kings, ito ay magiging panimula ng kanyang mahabang karera.
Yeah, I could use it as a stepping stone because I'm looking to go further, NBA, Europe.
Kasama sa kanyang mga magulang na nasa South Sudan pa, itinutulak ni Deng ang tagumpay kasabay ng pag-amin na ang mga ito ay umaasa sa kanya.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.